at night. The moon dripping shadows of light on the water ripple as the couple shivers. A lamp post flickers and jittery nerves start to make them think they shouldn't have taken this route to get home quicker. Liquor filter out their pores and more drinks they sipping and walking, passing the bottle back and forth. It's her birthday. They on a day, Sunday, December the 8th, and they stop and they kiss like featherweight. Shots rang out, the bottle drops, the man and the woman shot. He's dead, one in the head, she caught it in the leg.
Crawling for the phone booth,
out of light tone view, standing by the railing with a revolver.
I knew you.
He let go too, smile, kicked the body and ran north on the pier, jumped into a black van. Summer in Bed-Stuy, 75, the sun heavy, even at 6, as two couples get it on in a Chevy. On St. James, the kids on the block throwing rocks and sticks, and boys trying to glimpse some ass and tits. 7 months later, two incubators, two boys, 3 pounds, the other one greater, Malik and Jamal, seeds of Patrice and Chaval, daddies are Keith and Rafiq, but don't nobody really speak anymore. The mommies live on the same floor, one is 8C, one is 8D, everybody's got a key. The boys are like brothers, mothers almost sisters, say they cousins. Everyone would say Malik and Jay was twins and loved them. Went to the same schools, broke all the same rules, had all the same toys, fought all the same boys. Chaval passed when Malik was 12, so he just moved in with Jamal, cause Patrice was his mom's as well. The grief grew less, the boys grew more. 16 started chilling out of the corner store, chatting with felons, led to selling, selling led to spending, and spending led to competition and begging. Malik fell in love with Monique, a freak from Queens, met her in Grant's tomb, smacking her ass and jeans. But Jay stayed head in the streets, his pockets were deep. Malik got jelly, this is where the story gets deep. Come on. Autumn 94, Staten Island, watch the door. Jay and associates broke to more appropriate cribs and bit spots secure. Malik was supposed to get 4 to help fund, but he blew the dough on mowing guns for sure.
Would Jay look out?
Of course, the source rumors say more. Like this nigga plotting for him to get took out.
Nobody knows.
The new drop spots for Jay and Malik. No streets with cops, the situation's sweet.
Snitching out would mean death and not the street.
And everybody quiet is kept, is packing the heat.
For now,
Monique hates Katrina, Jay's girl, so of course it means a fucking Malik ain't feeling it either. So Trina tells Jay, and Jay steps a leak, and Leak steps a mo, goes straight to the heat, the pole. Drops dime on Jamal, lies about brawls, tells about all of their calls. She got gall, so Malik gets locked and mo's out, cause she was only in it for dough with status and rank and clout. Leak moves back home, guilt killing him slow. He lost his brother on account of a hoe. Never writes, never calls, visits or nothing. Years past, got a girl, put one in the oven. He tells about his story and past, shows her pictures and shit. She doesn't mind, loves the man that he is. On her 25th birthday, they go on a date, lobster and steak, then visit Coney Island real late. Rewind.